Coming up on TMSPM, Bark and Poo.
Happy birthday, T.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMSPM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TMSPM. This is the PM edition of the morning stream for Friday, February 1st, 2019. It's a new month, and we're here to celebrate it with you, the dear listener.
It is. It's a brand new month. It's a time to wipe the slate clean of all that January crap.
Yeah, you got a dirty slate. A little dirty slate. Need to get that all scraped off.
That's right. We now descend into the valley between the knuckles.
Yep, right down there. Because this is the first. It'd be your pointer finger knuckle, and now you're in the pit.
No.
Oh, it's the other way?
Pinky, it's your pinky knuckle.
Start
remember,
from here. Oh,
you're doing this, and you're reading them left to right.
I'm not doing like this.
Right. You're not. That would work, but it is silly.
All right. So January was the pinky. Now we're in the dip. That's the January. Or that's February. We don't come out till another bump until March. So
correct.
Suck it up, everybody. We're not saying it's a down month. We're just saying that's how the hand thing works that Brian taught me about.
That's right.
We are back to do it again, to be here and to talk to you and have a show. And we do it because you guys support us on Patreon. We have a little unlock that happened there that gives you a Friday episode. And we call it the PM edition of the show. And it's a fun, good time. And we're glad to be doing it. And I got a funny thing to tell you that just happened before I started recording.
Oh, good. All right.
Probably an hour ago, but it feels like just a minute ago. Here's what happened. This was a bit of a hoot. We still got Izzy until a little bit later tonight because the baby's coming home today.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And he just got on, or they just got in the car. We just got pictures showing him in his little hat.
Oh, I saw that on Twitter. Look at him in his little bundled up situation.
Yep. And they stuck that up there. So that was pretty cool.
I hope his head does not fill that entire knit cap.
It doesn't at all. It does look like he's got the worst cone head ever, but he doesn't. The hat is terrible. It's like this freaking, it's something one of Santa's elves should wear and never out of the North Pole. Like, it's ridiculous, but whatever. Kids are hipsters these days and they make their kids wear funny things. But anyway, he's on his way home and we still have Izzy and she's here for I don't know how much longer. Probably get picked up while we're on the show here. And Izzy is a big 50-pound pit bull. And she's the sweetest dog you've ever met, but she's a big 50-pound pit bull. And she's the one responsible for Boomer getting her leg busted and all that stuff. But she's been way more chill.
Why did Izzy pay for it?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to build...
no pockets.
I'm going to build a surgery wall and make Izzy pay for it. That's how it's going to happen. So,
who's going to pay for it? Izzy. Who's going to pay for it? Izzy.
Yeah, she doesn't have any pockets. I like your theory there.
Yeah.
How can she have any money if she doesn't have any pockets?
She has no money. She has no pockets. Right. I stole that either from Stephen Wright or George Carlin.
It's slightly Pink Floydish. It's like, how can you have any money if you don't have any pockets?
How can you pay for dinner when you don't have any pockets? You!
Do it again!
I love that. So they're gone and she's been here. Now, we've done a pretty good job of keeping the dogs settled. There's three of them here at the moment and a cat. And that's a little bit, that's a recipe for madness. But generally speaking, they've all been pretty good behaved during the week, which is great. But today, mailman or UPS or somebody came to the door and tossed a box on the porch. So you could hear it go clunk.
Oh, God.
Okay. And I turn around and look at Izzy and she goes, hoof, hoof, aiming at the door. And that's fine. She barks from the door sometime in the door. Sure. But what I've never noticed before is that her butthole puckers when she barks.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So it goes, weren't, weren't, like kind of extends out a little bit when she does it. And I thought, that's funny. Except on the third bark, a poop came out. About this.
She was really pushing for a bark.
Imagine this, let's see, this coin here. Imagine this frog pants coin, but thicker. But about that, like a little shaft of pipe just and landed on the floor.
Like a Tootsie Roll with some girth to it.
Yeah. Like just a not a whole, a whole trip, but just a boop and then out on the floor.
Right.
I was horrified. Wow. I'm like, that isn't right. Hilarious. You can't do that. You can't just bark a poop.
So if you poop when you fart, it's called sharding. If you poop when you isn't, did she bit?
I don't know. I don't know how you say it.
Did she shark? Oh, she sharked.
Sharked. Nailed it. It must be Shark Week. I just didn't know it.
Shark Week.
Yep. So, yeah, that was a new one. I'll have to tell her owner about it when I see them later. But, yeah, bark and a poo, 2 bits. All right, hey, or one That's bit in this hilarious. Case. So how was the weigh-in? How'd it go?
Had my weigh-in today. Now, this is a big special week for the WWs because they're doing their whole open house week. This is the week because it's not quite the first. It's, you know, people will, they figured this out. They figure, all right, we're going to get a lot of people who start their weight loss journey on the first of the year with resolutions, New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm.
Do they measure your wellness or no? No wellness measurements?
They totally do. That is a thing with them.
Wonderful.
Probably one of the reasons I hate the. Right. And it's really, it is your just your whole body, your well-being is your wellness, right? So it's not like your health is your wellness. No, it's your mind. Is your mind good? Is your, you know, anyway, all that. Yeah. So, so it was open house and I said, you know, if you come with me, Tina. Oh, so I'm sorry. That's what I was describing. I was saying that people start on January 1st with their New Year's resolutions. About 4 weeks later, they might be on the verge of quitting or they're in for the long haul, but they're still probably doing it. Right. You know, 4 weeks later, still probably in it. So now's a really good time for them to Herbalife this business and bring their friends and family to to attend a workshop.
I see. You interested also in a timeshare, Mr. Ibbett, they say?
Exactly. Mm. So I told Tina, I said, all right, look, here's the deal. This Friday is open house. I never stick around for the meetings. If you come with me and we stay for the meeting after my weigh-in, it's not only buying me several weeks more of not going to their meetings. I mean, I could probably get away with like 3 months of not going to their meetings. I just go for the weigh-in and then and then leave. Mm. But having, you brought your wife. Oh, that was great. Did she have a good time? You know, I was like, oh yeah. Are you staying for the meeting? No, not this time. See you next week. I've got some built-in karma for that.
Was this Justine Bateman asking you that?
It was not. It was the woman who does my weigh-in. So Justine Bateman is over on the side, kind of getting ready to do the workshop. She's the speaker of the workshop, and it was actually a pretty good one today. It wasn't so as touchy-feely as it usually is. It's like, yeah, what do you think, you know, some of these new people here, what do you think is the hardest part of doing this program? Is it the food? Is it not getting to eat whatever you want? Is it blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
So there was some good stuff. Tina totally confirmed. She's like, oh, yeah, I can see why I say she looks like Justine Bateman. Okay. She totally looks like Justine Bateman.
Nice.
So at some point, when I hit my next chip, then I'll see if she'll let me take a selfie with her just so I can have something to post on the tweets or something so people can see.
I love that. People are going to want to finally see what this woman looks like.
Exactly. Yeah. So did the weigh-in, and last week, if you remember, I was 0.4 pounds up. I was basically an Izzy poop gained.
Yeah.
This week, I am happy to say that I am down. I lost that 0.4 pounds and another 2 pounds on top of it. So down 2.4 pounds.
4 pounds.
Making my total weight loss since I started on October 10th, 23.8 pounds.
That's pretty good, man. It's pretty good. And you had Oreos and everything this week. I'm telling you, you did all right.
I did. Yeah. I had four. No, let's see. I ate 3 on Monday with Daryl.
Yeah.
And after the show. 1 with Daryl and then a couple after the show. And then I've had 1 since. So 4 Oreos.
And you whisper it in quiet tones.
4.
Just trying to let it out.
But I had a poblano burrito last night during trivia.
Remind me what that
did
is.
Did not put any sour cream. It's basically a mushroom burrito. Not poblano. Portobello. Portobello mushroom burrito last night. so good. It was like portobello and black beans and rice and cheese inside and sauce.
Hold on. Do you make this or do you go somewhere for this?
No, I went to Trivia and instead of doing the food truck and getting Michigan-style hot dogs, and I'm not kidding, that's what they offered were Michigan-style hot dogs.
That sounds so good.
Those were all right. I had one 2 weeks ago when we were there, and it's basically a hot dog with one of two kinds of chili on there, either Flint, which is chili with water that doesn't taste so good. No, it's chili that's more of a dry chili.
I wish it was that the water just didn't taste good in Flint.
Just didn't taste good.
Yeah, I wish that was all it was.
Right, and then the other one is more of a standard, like a chili dog. Mm. Decided I didn't want that, and there's a Mexican food place right by the Trivia place that will deliver to it. The Trivia place is it's a brewery. It's the Oasis Brewery, and all they really have there is beer. So it's
they don't do like a like, oh, it's not like a pub brewery type thing,
really. Right? Yeah. It's more like a microbrewery. Boy, that has been the thing that has just popped up so much in the last 5 years. Are these breweries that's like, well, if we don't serve food and all we do is beer, we can have a food truck park outside and we don't have to worry about any of that kitchen garbage.
Interesting.
And
way to do that. Yeah.
So that's what they're doing. That's anyway, awesome. So had a beer last night. Yeah. Had that burrito. I don't know. I mean, I've been doing all right, and I feel like I'm still eating relatively.
You're still having fun. You're having a good time. Exactly. It's not like you're completely in a prison of your own making or something.
That's exactly right. Yeah, yes.
That's good.
Yep.
That makes me happy to hear that. Because that's the scary bit is you're like, will this completely make me miserable while I'm on this journey, your wellness journey? And it sounds like it's not. It sounds like it's going okay, and that's good.
Yeah, totally happy with that. And by the way, today, February 1st, got to throw out a big shout out to my boy, my boy Tristan, my boy, I've lost my boy.
My boy.
I can't find my boy.
My boy.
Tristan is 22 today. 1 year ago, right now, we were in Vegas drinking and gambling. I was teaching him how to do both responsibly.
Wait, you were there for the birthday, right? Like on his birthday.
I took him there for his birthday. Like we actually flew there the morning. That's when I had the made the mistake of eating gravy, biscuits and gravy right before I got on the plane.
Right, I forgot about that.
Anyone's curious about when that story was, I can tell you. It was the first show after the February 1st, whatever that was.
Yeah. Those kind of things will give you a little PTSD. You'll never forget the day.
Totally.
But remember the second, first of September. So he's 22. Wow. So Carter's 22. That's always a sign because his birthday's before Carter's. He's just slightly older, and it always makes me go, "Oh right, Carter's like 2 months away from the big 2-2."
Yeah,
it's too fast.
Not as big as the big 2-1, but the 2-2, you know.
What's the next big one? 25? Because then your insurance goes down.
25, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can rent a car.
You rent a car. What else happens?
I don't know. I don't know why that's such a big deal. But yeah, when you turn 25, you can rent a car.
I remember at 25, the feeling of like, I'm not doing all the cool stuff I was supposed to by 25. I remember that somehow being a thing. And now being, in retrospect, being pissed because you're just a kid at 25. Why did you have those expectations? Like... You still I don't know why I felt that way. You know what it was? It was just like, oh, this guy's going to be a millionaire before he's 30 or this other dude. And 30 seemed old when you're 25. That seemed like you're over the hill or whatever. It's such all the weird things we have about age. They're dumb. They're dumb.
Yeah.
You've told me this before.
Who,
you already believe this.
And who perpetuates it, Scott?
I know.
You
guys
do.
Like me. People like me.
Because the first thing we say was like, oh, yeah, There's a Carol Leifer. Remember when she was on Seinfeld? Yeah, how old is she now?
Yeah, I do it every time. I do. I for a long time I think I've been pretty obsessed with age and aging, but I feel like I'm, and maybe a big part of it left this week because now that there's like a little third generation kid, I don't care anymore. It's like it's fine. Yeah. What's the difference? There's no difference.
No difference.
I still made it. I played a video game on stream today. It was like a build a city kind of thing that just came out.
Yeah, saw that. Homestead?
Yeah, or no. Foundation.
Foundation, that's what it's called.
Yeah,
yes.
It seems really neat. I like it. It's in early access, so it's got some stuff, but it's, you know, generally speaking, runs real well and all that. And you paint the zoning. So if you want to, like, say, well, this is going to be residential, you actually take your mouse and you paint this green space like you would a brush, and then they just know to build their homes there. And you paint for other, you know, reforestation, deforestation, blah, blah, blah. One of them is don't ever go here, and it's red, meaning it's off limits. And I drew a big penis, just a big penis.
That's enough to make people stay away now, isn't it?
Yeah. So when I did that, I went, oh, look at me. I'm not old yet. Everything's fine. I can still draw a penis. Anyway, well, happy birthday to him, and I hope he gets cool stuff and whatever happens on a 22-year-old's birthday anymore these days. I don't even know.
I don't know. Yeah. I really don't know.
I feel like about that age is when I started not caring as much about birthdays when I was 22, but I don't know. I'm sure other people are enjoying it.
Yeah, I think that would be about the right time for me, too. It's like, 21, awesome. And then, 22 is like, okay.
Big deal.
Great.
Call me when I'm 30. Then we'll talk.
Right.
All right. Well, we've done that.
We've done all that. All of it.
How about we do? Wait a minute. I'm the wrong thing. How about we do this?
Whoop. App Slappy.
All right, that music says it's time for App Slappy, a little segment. It used to be a show I did with Eric Van Skyhawk. That music is his, by the way. He wrote it.
It is.
Super talented.
I know. Not only did I take his show, I took his music.
Yeah, he's super talented that way, and we always loved having that. But we decided to do this on the show on Fridays. We do a little quick app review, something we're messing with. And we often try to find stuff that's on both major platforms, although Brian and I are both iOS guys. And for me this week, it is a game, and I don't want to call it a little game because it's not little. It's called Star Traders Federation.
Oh,
and it's a premium game, meaning no free-to-play garbage. You just pay money for it. I want to say it was, well, the developer sent me a code, but I want to say it's like $8 or something. I should look that up. But anyway,
they must know that it sounds like it's right up your alley from your.
Oh, it's so up my alley. Plus, I already have it on Steam. I have this game on Steam and it was already good there. So I'm going to try to describe it. It's a little tricky because it mashes together a bunch of genres. It's set in space, as you may figure. There's a big trading element, as you may also tell from the name.
Sure.
But there's a bunch of other stuff as well. So you create a character. You have these to choose from. You can be a pirate, an explorer, a bounty hunter, or a smuggler, and each one of those options comes with some advantage and some disadvantage, you know, like an RPG type thing. You build that template, and then you launch your character. And then part of it turns into, do you remember Oregon Trail, Brian?
Yes, I do remember Oregon Trail. Did you get dysentery and die?
No, but it's similar stuff. So let's say I'm in some star system and I need to make a delivery, smuggle some stuff for some pirate guy, and I need to take it to another system, to the third planet from their sun or whatever. And I get on that road to go, not on that road, but I start, you know, traveling. And
was it a long road?
It's a long road getting from here to there, or here to them, there to here. Is that how it goes? Yeah.
That's how it goes, yes.
Ask Fletcher, he knows. But anyway, so...
By the way, Star Trader, not Federation, but Frontiers.
Oh, what did I say? Federation? I meant Frontiers. Yeah. Sorry.
Yep.
My bad.
I'm pulling it up so I can look at the video while we talk about it.
Glad you said that. So you do that, and as you go, there's like a little dialogue box area that's giving you feedback about the things that are happening over the time it would take you to do this. And time's kind of sped up. You know, it might take you a week to get to your destination in the game's time, but it's not taking that long in the game. You're just, you know, watching your ship go. And as it goes, this thing says, you ran into an anomaly. You learned something about science, +5 to science. Uh-oh, you were attacked by a space pirate and he killed one of your crew. Bloop. So it's a lot like Oregon Trail in that as you're going from point to point, you get this kind of randomized experiential sort of stuff happening to you. And then once you get to the place to do the thing, then it becomes, sometimes it's just a trading game. You're like, well, I'll give you all the stuff you said, and we want space credits, thanks a lot, we'll go get another mission now, which is like a whole different kind of game. And then sometimes you go down to the planet to do a mission, and now you're controlling like 5 crewmates, you and five people in your crew who all have different abilities and weapons and stuff, and now you're doing a turn-based fighting game or battle game where I'm like, what's it remind me of? Darkest Dungeon or any, like a 2D.
Like the Star Wars one where you have a couple rows of people and you can choose who you're attacking.
Yes, thank you. Perfect. That's it. And they take turns, except it's all from a 2D plane, so you're not In the Star Wars game, it's like you're, you know, there's a, it's kind of a 3D space they're jumping around in. Yeah. This is different than that. Yeah. But they all kind of hang back and do their abilities, and you move them around to have better strategies and stuff, and you might lose a guy, you might not lose anybody, but you'll maybe get a boss, maybe you won't. Like, there's that whole other game happening. And then when you get out of there, you get whatever you took and won and have now and go on and do your business and do more missions. I'm not super deep into the mobile version yet, but I can tell you from the desktop version, it's very similar. There's not a lot of differences, and it plays really great. It's perfect for touchscreens, it turns out, this kind of game. So I'm going to highly recommend it. Again, a really high-quality premium title that you don't have to nickel and dime you to death with, and is available on both tablet and phone if you're on iOS. I don't know if this is on Android. I should have looked that up as well, and I didn't, because I'm lazy today, and I didn't do it. But if I did, I'd have an answer for you, folks. I just don't know if it's over there, and if it's not, it may be on its way. But it's cool. Yeah. So it's Star Traders Frontiers, not Federation. It's in space, Frontiers. And it's like five different game types all smashed into a cool thing.
Yeah, I'm looking at the video on this thing. Is it complicated? Because it looks like it could be complicated unless it's very good about separating those.
I won't say it's complicated. I'll say that it's deep.
It's deep,
but I wouldn't say it's complicated because each of these game types, the traveling and then the way it sort of Oregon Trails, that stuff, you buying new supplies and fueling up and all of that, and then even the on-the-ground stuff when you're on the station fighting, none of them... They're all good, deep systems that feel well thought out and good, but none of them feel convoluted or hard to get. You pick it right up. And the first missions you go on are all super tutorialized, and
good.
They tell you exactly what to do. This would look really good on your iPad.
I'm sure it would. Yeah. I mean, the video, the yeah, the video demo looks really cool on my iPad. It looks, it just looks really, yeah, it does look really deep. So, yeah,
and the art on here is really good. It's like a weird 2D art that's stylized, but also,
it is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's cool. I like the way they've handled that.
The character creation looks really cool. Like, you've got these cool uniforms and things, but the faces are really bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah. No, totally. Like, they're a weird face.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, I don't know what it is about the faces.
They're weird faces. They have odd outfits. Like, there's some strange stuff going on. And there's a whole big intro, which you can skip if you want. You can skip dialogues. It's not like if you like that. If you don't like the story bit, you can kind of jump past those and just get to the raw gameplay. But I think this was a fun one to spend time with, and highly recommend it. It might be on Switch as well, but I don't know about that. If not, it may be coming there. But very well received on Steam. I can only imagine it'll do well on mobile as well. Nice. Brian, what did you bring with you today?
Well, I have confirmed that my game, which is made by a company called Hamster on Coke Games.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Gotta love that. Is available on all the platforms. So it is on, you know, it's on your iOS, it's on your Steam, it's on your Google Play. So whatever you want to play it on, it's there.
Nice.
And the game is called Scalac or Scalac, S-C-A-L-A-K.
All right.
And I'll put a little link here in the chat room or in our Discord so that you can, let's see. I'll link to the one on Steam.
Okay.
Because it's got a video and stuff.
That's fine.
It's a puzzler. You know how I love me some puzzlers. And basically you are assembling elements onto a three-dimensional image, and you can rotate that three-dimensional image to where things look a little bit different, especially when you've got a couple three-dimensional images right next to each other. Like, you've got a couple cubes, for example, and maybe this line doesn't line up with that line until you rotate cube A one way and cube B another way. It is
Wow, look at that.
It is really cool, and it changes so much that it's like, all right, I think I know what this game is. Oh, now we're doing this sort of thing. Okay, cool. All right, well, I guess here's a whole new mechanic you need to figure out.
Wow, there's a lot of spatial recognition stuff going on here.
There is. There's a lot. It's, you know, sometimes it'll be a cube. Sometimes it'll be a little thing that slides up and down. Sometimes it'll be a whole set of bars with dots on them that you have to match up the dot colors. It is a lot of fun, and it's a really, really good pick up, play for a minute, put it down, come back to it. in an hour, do something else, sit there on the toity, taking a poop, play a little game.
On the toity.
On the toity. It's a toity game.
Yeah. He, by the way, I guess he's famous for, there's a lot of comments in here saying anytime you find there's a new hamster on Coke game, because that's who makes this,
yeah,
that they're always brilliant, and this is no exception. It's supposed to be really
good. This is the first one that I know of that I've ever tried, but I'm totally going to look at other hamster on Coke games.
That's awesome. Does he have other? I wonder if they did other mobile stuff. I see the Steam one.
Oh, that's the thing to look. Yeah, lots on Steam, but
Steam
that's a really
has
good question.
At least two. What's the relaxing puzzle box? I don't know what that is. Maybe that's on
Hamster
mobile.
On Coke. Love being able to search right in. Nope.
They've got a game called Relaxing Puzzle Box that's on sale at the moment, and it also has a overwhelmingly positive review, which is as high as you get.
Wow.
Yeah. Like everyone.
Yeah, I mean, this
it.
this one's a 4.8 out of 5, so pretty, that's really, really good.
Pretty good. Oh, yeah, so he's got a bunch of games. One called Hook, Zenge,
oh, yeah.
Clocky, Art of Gravity, Push, Scalac is in that, and Up and Up Left Out. Oh, my gosh,
yeah,
this is so cheap. I might do this.
Oh, look at this. Actually, for a buck, you can get a bundle of four of the apps by this person.
Mm-hmm.
Scalac, Zenge, Art of Gravity, and Blue Box.
For how much?
Since I bought this one for a buck.
Oh my jeez, that's insane.
Yeah.
Why am I not doing that?
At least it's complete my bundle for a buck. So I'm gonna complete my bundle right now, Scott.
I'm gonna do it.
My bundle is complete. I don't know how much the bundle is if you don't already have one of the games in it. But
they have a similar Steam thing with a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games on Steam for the price of $6.60, which is about 17% off or something.
Nice.
But yeah, that's great.
Yeah, good stuff.
I'm gonna get it
he's
now.
A really, really good game developer. So this is one of those that it's like, all right, if you like one, you're probably going to like all their stuff. So the one I'm recommending that I've played is Scalac, S-C-A-L-A-K, Steam, Google, iOS. You could probably play it on your Nintendo Game Watch. Maybe on your Jaguar, your Atari Jaguar.
Your Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Oh,
Jaguar.
Yeah. Here's the
Do you say Jaguar or do you say Jaguar?
I say Jaguar, but that's probably wrong. I don't know. Is it wrong?
No, that's right. I think it's right.
It is right? Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to do this because this thing is only $2.99.
Is that how much the bundle is? The Hamster's Puzzle Box 2018?
Yeah, for the full bundle, it's $2.99.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why yours was sure,
that's
off.
A deal. Yeah, because I already paid $1.99 for Scalax.
Yeah, I'm just
so
doing this. I'm just freaking doing it. Yeah, there we go. I got it. All right, that'll download.
Look for us to pull from these next four games for the next 3 weeks of Half Slappy.
Yeah, why not? I like it.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's a good time. We got now this. Oh, I got an email about this guy. Well, here, I'll play it first, and then we can talk about it. So here's this.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
All right, so there was something about him. Oh, who sent it? Now I've got to find it. Somebody sent me something.
Somebody sent you something about the director, Secretary of Energy.
Rick Perry, yeah. They did.
Rick Perry, wow.
And it was, let's see, TMS. Where is it? I don't know where I put it. I usually save these in here so I can bring them up.
Quit using my voice on your stupid show.
It was something about he's maybe in trouble for shipping a bunch of toxic stuff he wasn't supposed to somewhere. Or something like that. I got to look it up. Someone in the chat will find it, but it was some, I'm always saying, man, he's the most quiet guy in the administration. Never hear anything from Rick Perry. Maybe not. Maybe there's something going on. We'll see. Controversy.
Wow.
Twitter questions from the listeners. These are your questions. They came to us on Twitter at the AskTMS hashtag. Like this one from, you guessed it, Peter Fisher.
Okay.
He says, tomorrow is Groundhog Day. I'm making Carter watch Groundhog Day with me because she's never seen it.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Wow.
I feel like a bad parent. I've been a bad parent all these years. Anyway, he says, tomorrow's Groundhog Day. What animal would you look for a prognosis of things other than weather? How long till the next great movie or video game or musical release? So what animal?
What animal? All right. This is pretty good. So when my cat licks her butt, if her leg points north, that means a new Justin Bieber album is on the horizon.
Awesome.
But if her leg points south, Then the black-eyed peas are about to drop some fat beats.
Sweet. I like this a lot. I'm going to say if Izzy barks and poops, there's
Nickelback is about to...
Nickelback. Yeah, no, Chad Kroger's going to start his acting career if she poops. If she barks and doesn't poop, then we get another 4 years without Chad Kroger having an acting career. There.
That's great. That's great.
Nailed it.
I think there's probably something with the cows in the field that are up the road from our house, basically across 64th Avenue. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of cows in the field. And sometimes you'll see them all pointing the same way. Mm-hmm. And it's not windy. You know, you'd expect if it was windy, right? Because yeah. It'd be like, oh, cold air blowing. Right. Let's point towards it.
Right.
But I don't know. Something about those cows pointing means there's
A
bad moon on the horizon.
Yeah. It means something bad's coming. We don't know what it is, but something.
Yeah.
John Tazarek says, what video games are you and Van going to play first? I was actually thinking about this the other day. I would probably start with something classic. Give him a taste of an old Mario game or something. Like just when he's real little and can go left to right. Like that, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, an easy little platformer.
Yeah, but he's going to be all touchscreened up and freaking,
totally.
You know, kids
yeah,
are.
The first game is going to be something like, which one of these is a square? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that stuff. But when I actually get some like real video game time with the kid, we'll go something classic and work our way up to Resident Evil 7.
Right, perfect.
Yes. See, worry less design. Hey, what? Oh, this is an ad. How did they insert that in my?
Link? I don't know. What do they ask?
They want.
How much would you pay?
Can you whip my balls off anytime? What is this?
What? No, really?
Hey, BBC TMS. Oh, you know what it is? There's some other hashtag that's using our hashtag.
Wow.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on. And the other company or whatever using STMS gets a question like, can you whip my balls off anytime?
Something like that. It's like a greeting card or something. I don't know what's going on there.
Let me see if they're hiring.
Loey D says, if Scott owned a plane, would he go to the bathroom on it? Yes, of course.
Sure, because it would be his bathroom.
Yeah. No, this is never. The problem isn't a bathroom in the sky. That's not a problem. The problem is I'm on a plane with 250 freaking cramped, nasty, angry people. I don't want to go. I don't want to be on there with them and have to share a can. I don't want that.
No,
so bathroom in the sky, not a problem. That's not the issue.
Bathroom in the sky.
AKA Jim says, does Coverville ever just want to shout at Scott Johnson to shut it when trying to think of a name when Scott just keeps saying McGillicuddy? I don't do it that often.
When I'm trying to come up with something?
I don't say it that often. Do I?
Yeah. Huh?
I don't
totally do. It's like, yeah, you'll absolutely, when I'm trying to remember a name, you'll shout Baron von Finkelberger.
Oh, I'll do that all the time, but I don't. But I think he means specifically McGillicuddy and not just.
Oh, no, you haven't said McGillicuddy in a while. It used to be the name was Horse McGillicuddy.
Dingle Horse.
What was it?
It was Dingle,
Dingle
Horse.
Horse McGillicuddy. Dingle Horse McGillicuddy. Yes, exactly. Which is now the name that I use when I check into a hotel so that the paparazzi doesn't track me down.
Right. We have a problem with that now, you and I. We have to be careful.
Yep, exactly.
Dan Newcomb or Newcomb. It says, who works harder on their faux hawk, Kim or Scott? Oh, Kim by far. I just get up and go, and she has actual sculpty things happening. So it's.
Do you both use product?
No. That's not true. I use something called Gorilla Snot, but it's really just for hold it in place. It's not for fancy anything. She has all kinds of other lady crap she uses, but I use Gorilla Snot, and that stuff's great. If you've never used Gorilla Snot, you can get it in most Western states. It's cheap. It lasts freaking forever, and it will hold any hair in place that you need to. It's great.
You'll find it on the shelf right next to monkey butt powder.
It's really
good. Which is also a real thing.
And Sharon's like questioning me. It really is Gorilla Snot.
Yeah. Did you tell me you bought it before you knew what it was? Like, no. You just saw that and said, oh, I have to buy that. I don't know what it does, but I have to buy that.
I want to say it was, I think Nick had it in high school. And I said, okay. What is this? And he goes, it's hair stuff. I'm like, does it work? I said, yeah. And so I tried it and I said, that's the stuff I'm going to use from now on. Because you barely need any of it. It comes in a bottle that lasts you forever. The thing costs like $350. Like, it's dumb cheap. It's the only way to go. Gel is for losers. This stuff's great. But it's really gross looking. That's why they call it Gorilla Snot. It looks like infected, freaking mucusy looking monkey boogers. It's pretty gross. Here's one. Javon Phillips says, Scott, have you tried Path of Exile again recently? You really should. It's one of the best games I've played ever. Over 100 hours since installing it on Christmas. I've on and off been in Path of Exile. I go back, I check out what they're doing, I run out of steam, and I get out. And the reason I do, I think, is, let me put it this way. It's a Diablo-like, okay? It's and probably the best one out there. I'll say that. The problem is this. Diablo 3 is one of my favorite playing games. Path of Exile is one of my favorite content games. So if Path of Exile played moment to moment, control wise, and the feel of the game felt as good as Diablo does to me, I would play Path of Exile till my eyes popped. It feels clunky and kind of stiff to me, and that's why I don't really stick with it that long. The problem is flipped on the Diablo side. I think Diablo plays like a dream, but they don't have near the content Path of Exile does. So
really,
I wish there was somebody would put those two things together and make a perfect game. Because
one big thing, yeah.
So there's that.
That's crazy. I'm looking. I know it's not Path of Exile itself isn't available on the App Store, but there's one app called Market Monitor for Path of Exile, so you can manage your auction, make sure you're auctioning and buying and selling it for the right amounts. Mm-hmm. And then there's also PoeMate, P-O-E-Mate, which it looks like a massive flowchart that you can use to track your path through the game.
Really?
Massive,
PoeMate, P-O-A-M-A-T-E. I mean, the game's...
P-O-E-M-A-T-E.
P-O-E-M-A-T-E, yeah, there it is. It's a massive game. Massive.
Yeah.
And even just the talent tree alone is the most daunting
thing. Oh, that's what this is. This is the skill tree. This is just the skill tree?
Yeah, that thing's a nightmare, dude. Oh, yeah, what you're looking at, that looks like a map of a place.
Yeah.
No, their skill tree's
That's just the skill tree for, like adding abilities and things to your character.
Yeah, they're all passives, but it's there.
Yeah, no thanks. Ain't nobody got time for that. I'm sorry.
It is frighteningly
If you like that game, awesome.
Yeah.
More for you.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get into any game that requires that level of love.
I'm with you. That's not the content I love. What I love is how many they've got tons of content in terms of maps and enemy types and gameplay modes and all sorts of neat stuff in that game. But it plays clunky, and that skill system, I still say that skill system blows. And the chat room's right. It's like the EVE Online of Diablo. You're right. Just complicated for people who like that. And that's fine. I'm glad people have it. I just wish it played like Diablo. I closed the window. There it is. Let's do this one. Pappy Johnson proclaims. he says, have you done this yet? And he's talking about a time I said, I'm going to sous vide a hot dog in a tortilla. I said it on TMS 1558.
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't done it yet. Not because I don't want to. I just forgot. So,
who will do it first? Will it be one of our listeners or us?
Well, if someone wants to try this and tell us how it goes, that's fine. But I still want to do it. I would eat it. I'm all right with it. All right, let's do this one. Matt, I never say his full name right, so I'm going to call him Matt from now on.
Okay.
Sergeant Pew Pew. He says, don't forget to use that South Park gold key I sent you. I forgot you did that. We will. Maybe that'll be the playthrough I do after Soma, so it's not scary. Just play me some South Park.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What hero or villain should Gary Oldman play? In the MCU, I assume. They don't say that, but I assume that's what laundry scent means.
I would assume so, since we're talking about Kevin Bacon. Yeah, villains are a lot easier, right? Because you can pull in some great villains and have an older villain, an older person playing a villain than for some reason a younger one.
I can't think of one.
Gary Oldman.
He would have been a good Vulture, but we already got that.
Yeah.
I don't know. A good in the Spider-Man world, he'd be a pretty good Oscorp or Green
Osborn.
Goblin. Yeah.
Yeah. He would have. He totally would. And you know what? We don't have that in the MCU yet. We haven't gotten a Harry Osborn.
Mm-mm. It's possible that
MCU
could happen.
Spider-Man has just had to deal with Birdman.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, I like Virgil. Vulture was cool. Like, they killed it. I'm sure Gary Oldman would fit in whatever you put him in, but I just can't pick it. I can't think of anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of, like,
Dr. Doom, maybe?
Not Dr. Doom, but I bet there is a really good, like, Fantastic Four villain, or, I mean, you want something where he really has the ability to show off his chops. You don't want to put him in a big costume and make him a, you know, like a Nihilus or something.
Galactus. That's a bad idea.
MODOK.
Oh my God.
MODOK.
If they ever did MODOK, it's a good pick.
Gary Oldman as MODOK would be freaking awesome.
That's a great idea. No, that matches all the criteria. He's a villain in the universe. It matches his kind of typecasting as often being the villain. It matches what Brian says about him showing off his chops. That's a great way to do it.
Exactly.
MODOK, that's your answer.
MODOK. Ageless. Boom. Ageless MODOK.
Boom. Final MODOK. One here. Let's do this one. Gary Fisher, a.k.a. Gary from Lantronics, a.k.a. Gary from Disneyland.
Gary from Lot B.
He says, Brian, can I jump off the stratosphere with you?
Yeah. Well, he said that, and then he issued a retraction.
Oh, what'd he say?
That it was just at $100 or $110 or $20 is just too expensive for him to do it. So he's not going to jump off the stratosphere with me. I am going to do it. I think I'm going to do it the Thursday night that we get there. And
is that cheap? That stuff's usually cheaper on the night.
I think it'll be cheaper on a weeknight. By the way, it's actually free to jump off the stratosphere. What you pay for is the landing.
Right. If you want to just, if you're okay dying at the end, you can just do it.
Right. Then it's free.
Yeah.
And that's a Midzula line, so I can't really take credit for that one. But anyway. So he's issued a retraction.
All right, fine. Maybe
if there's anybody else who wants to do it, that's probably the night we're gonna do it.
Is it cheaper on Thursday or the same price?
I don't know. I'll look. I'm doing it either way. I don't care.
Because the ones down on Fremont, the fly through the air things, those are cheaper depending on when you do them. So I wonder if it's like that.
Might be. And all those things, like even the big Ferris wheel on the strip, that one is cheaper before sundown than after sundown.
Oh, real quick, here's an older one from Ducey. We didn't get to do it last week because we weren't here. I had that doctor appointment. January 14th sent this one, and I just wanted to make sure I got to it. So Ducey says, guys, my parents were on that cruise ship with the neurovirus. Well, it's not neuro, it's norovirus.
Norovirus. Neurovirus is probably from Star Trek and the Next Generation.
Yeah, he wrote neuro, but I know what he means. Anyway, they didn't get sick, but they did get a partial refund for the ships or for all the stops they missed. Love the show, though. So that's how that worked out. If you didn't get sick on that nightmare of a cruise, you did get some money back. So
I feel like they would have had to lock themselves in their stateroom and not go out if they weren't sick, right? Like, they should have gotten a lot more than just, here's for not stopping in the Barbados. Here's $100.
I think they should have got a full refund or like half full their refund. Money or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Some kind of something. I think that's a gyp. Sorry, gypsies. I said a bad thing to you. I didn't mean to.
Rip off.
There you go. If you guys want to submit your own questions and have them considered for next week, you can submit them. AskTMS is the hashtag. Do it on Twitter, and that's where we'll get it. Big thanks to everybody for listening to the show. And a reminder that if you support us on Patreon, this Friday edition of the show continues. Brian and I were just talking today about some cool stuff coming to our Patreon soon.
Yes.
Hopefully sooner than later. Crazy first of the year, but I think we're getting there. So we'll let you know. Some rad stuff coming. And also, I just want to announce this thing so bad.
I know you do. It's funny because you've teased enough of it that I've already talked to people in Discord who figured it out.
Yeah. Because what else could I be this excited about, honestly?
Right.
And if you really think about it, you're going to find it. So
I'm fine with that. Don't worry. We'll announce it as soon as we can.
Yeah.
And it will be very soon.
It's going to be really cool. So very soon. And don't forget April. Don't forget TMS.
Let me put it this way: you're gonna wanna make sure you leave your time open Friday afternoon. You're gonna wanna make sure you get into town before noon on Friday.
Yeah,
and don't plan anything
right
for Friday.
Open it up. Keep that open.
Yeah. Don't think the guys will do something at night. I'll just go tonight. Oh no.
Mm-mm.
Leave your Friday open.
Yeah, Friday open. Okay.
Yeah.
Saturday closed. Or no.
Well, no,
Saturday,
no, no. We'll
do whatever you want. Too. Yeah, we'll have stuff.
Saturday,
but
we're going to do that meetup thing probably Saturday.
Yeah, so. We'll still do that. But the point is that it's a little looser Saturday. Like, you can kind of come and go. This thing, though, you want to lock it in. So go to vivatmsvegas.com. All the info's there. The hotel stuff is up there and early for the hotel block where we save some money. That means you guys save money. Ticket information will be out there soon. We just are waiting for a contract thing. And then we'll tell you what you're getting with your ticket. All that stuff. I'm so excited to see everybody. It's going to be great. No, we're not getting tattoos.
We're not getting married either. So
no.
Nobody sees. Somebody on Discord did think that was the thing that we were going to get.
Somebody said the other day, you should totally get an edible. Just one gummy bear while you're there. And I said, maybe. We'll see.
It's totally legal there. You might as well.
It is legal. Yeah. So we'll see. Anyway, that's it. Thanks,
everyone. Can't think of a safer place to have an edible than in Las Vegas.
Yeah, is there anywhere you'd rather have me freak out on the strip and wander around like a doughhead? Yeah, exactly. I can't think of a better one.
I'm going to go put $100 into that Lord of the Rings machine. Watch me.
That's great. It's probably not. I wouldn't even. It's probably not even a Lord of the Rings machine. It's probably me walking up to a minion and putting a quarter in his pants. Right, exactly. Here you go. Cha-ching.
Bring me four more of those virgin cocktails. Wink, wink.
One gummy bear and I'm three sheets to the wind. It's
off the yes. Exactly.
Yeah, I'll blend right in. Says Tanuki Monster. Tanuki Monster.
Yeah.
Tanuki Monster.
Tanuki Monster.
I like that. All right, frogpants.com/TMS for everything else. And we're out of here. Brian, there's a song to be played. I don't know what it is, so you're going to have to explain it.
I guess I have to do it. Mm-hmm. Dustin Anderson wrote in, I'm requesting a song for myself. I've been offered a full-time IT position at the power company that I've been working for as a contractor for 4 years now. This was a six-month contract that turned into a hiring position that started way back in February 2015. I will be starting February 1st as my first day. This comes with a considerable pay increase, and it's always nice to be able to provide for your family. Actually, having a career starting at 40 kind of sucks, but it's nice now. Retail for 7 years really gets you down. After a really sucky 2018, 2019 really looks promising. Being able to enjoy all the Frog Pants shows when at work helps tremendously. Keep up all the hard work. It is appreciated. Any chance we can hear a random Daryl clip montage? Thanks, guys. Here's to another year revolving around the sun.
I like this idea. I don't think I've ever done this. Yeah, let's do it. All right, so here is a random Daryl montage. Oh, wow. Okay, some of these are long, so I'll skip those. Okay, here we go. You ready? I'm going to play them.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
Hello, and welcome.
Wayne, that's not it.
Yeah, at the old place I had gas, and that was great.
What? Have you processed your murder of Daryl?
That's a long one. Just skip that one. You know the answer to this, and if you say it wrong, I'm going to jump through the phone line and pinch your nipples. Go ahead. Say it.
I finally got the thing out of my pants.
You guys sound kind of sparkly.
You complete the phrase and win nothing.
Those are probably really salty, I would think.
Oh,
okay. Can you smoke at the shit. YouTube.
You run off half speculated.
Can I swim while I am on my period?
It's kind of fruity, isn't it?
Daryl saying, blah, 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 the stream is down. Okay, now it's fine.
My logic just caved in on me. Do Google and...
Oh, shit, another stupid ass episode.
Oh, no.
Words every day.
I just want to say, what are we doing with Daryl's segment?
It's like somebody peed in a pineapple. I have no idea.
How can you screw up a hamburger?
I don't like hearing myself. Shut up, me. And I know all this stuff because of a 5-year-old girl.
What?
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That's great montage.
Yeah, well done.
I like that random, almost sound like Rappaport talking about that freaky-looking cat there in the middle of that one.
I don't know what happened there. That was funky. I don't know what happened.
Nah, you gotta look at this cat.
Yeah. And then you were in there saying something about Daryl.
And I sound totally like that must have been at the tail end of a cold or something because I sound like.
Oh, you did sound like
Daryl. And then Daryl's gonna come on and tell us the whole stream is messed up.
You're very nasally in it.
Very nasally. All right. So
back to the thing.
Boy, oh boy, let's get to this. So Dustin said, hey, no song in particular. I've been listening to more Disturbed, Hailstorm, Godsmack, and others, but I listen to classic rock and alternative country, or alternative mostly. It's in the Covermeister's hands. I'm sure we'll not be disappointed. No, damn, you won't be disappointed. And on that note, how about this cover of a song that I'd forgotten about from the 90s, late 80s, early 90s, Sophie B. Hawkins. Remember Sophie B. Hawkins?
No, I don't.
She had two big hits. She had a song called As I Lay Me Down to Sleep.
Okay.
Which is really cool and has some great, great twisty chord progression in it that I really, really like.
Okay.
And then she also had this song, Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover, performed here by Hailstorm from the Reanimate 3.0 album, the Covers EP from 2017. Here is Hailstorm and Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover.
All their cover albums are really good, by the way.
Yeah,
yeah, totally worth checking. If you think that Weezer one is too safe, and it is, by the way.
It is too safe.
Go check out those Hailstorm ones. They're really good. Yeah. All right, here it is, that song, and then we'll be back Monday. We'll see you then.
Something sweet each time you come inside my jungle room. Oh, is this just too good? Don't say you stay, 'cause then you'll go.
Show that fits. I can't imagine. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Sugar makes me spaz out.